From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is hailing the success of the Economic Recovery Act, which he signed into law a year ago today. He says the $787 billion stimulus program prevented a second depression and created sorely needed jobs.
So far, the Recovery Act is responsible for the jobs of about 2 million Americans who would otherwise be unemployed.
Republicans charge the program hasn't created the number of jobs the administration promised. Just over a third of the stimulus money has been spent. The administration says the pace of spending will speed up this year. The Commerce Department reports some positive news for the housing sector. Construction of new homes rose 2.8% in January. That's more than economists expected. At the same time, the number of building permits for future construction fell by almost 5%. Danielle Carson reports.
Economists keep a close eye on housing starts because of their ripple effect on the economy and employment. Building requires financing, buying construction material, and hiring workers. And based on January's report, the housing sector is slowly crawling out of a three-year slump.
The housing starts numbers are much more important than just about any other statistic, because when you build a $400,000 home, that $400,000 goes into GDP. So it's good we're seeing an improvement in housing starts.
Pat Newport is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He thinks permit numbers are down because builders are holding on to old ones. They're waiting for home buyers to take advantage of the tax credit before it expires in April. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Pakistan's government has taken steps to avert a political crisis. It's withdrawn the appointments of two judges to the Supreme Court. The High Court said the appointments were unconstitutional because President Asif Ali Zardari failed to consult with the Chief Justice. The standoff renewed tensions between the president and the judiciary, threatening to destabilize the country. The result of Ukraine's presidential election has been suspended. The country's highest court says it first needs to rule on a legal challenge. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
The pro-Russian Party of Regions leader Viktor Yanukovych was officially declared the winner of Ukraine's presidential election last week, but Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has refused to recognize the results, claiming election fraud. Yesterday, she filed a suit in the country's Supreme Administrative Court, which has now suspended the results of the election while it rules on the case. A decision is expected in 2 days. The election was judged fair by international observers, and Yanukovych has been congratulated by a host of international leaders, including President Obama. The White House said the vote was a positive step in strengthening democracy in Ukraine. Yanukovych's inauguration is scheduled for February 25th. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 35 points, the Nasdaq is up 4. This is NPR News. French President Nicolas Sarkozy arrived in Haiti today, the first French president ever to visit its former enslaved colony. Haiti fought a bloody war for independence from France in 1804. Afterward, it endured an international embargo imposed to discourage slave revolts elsewhere in the world. France is promising 270 million euros to help Haiti reemerge from the ravages of last month's earthquake. Young people in the U.S. are far less likely to affiliate with a religion or go to church than their elders. According to a survey of 18 to 29-year-olds by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, young people still hold many of the same spiritual beliefs as the older population. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has details.
One-third of young people say they attend worship services every week, compared with 41% of those 30 and over. And an increasing number, about a quarter, do not subscribe to any particular religion, many classifying themselves as atheist or agnostic. And those who do affiliate are more likely to say that there are many ways to interpret the teachings of their faith. In almost every measure of religiosity, young people are more ambivalent than their elders. Less than half say religion is very important in their lives, fewer young people say they are certain of God's existence, and they pray less often than those 30 and over. But young people say they are just as likely to believe in life after death, heaven, hell, and miracles. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Toyota may be facing another recall. The company's quality control executive says he's reviewing dozens of complaints about the Corolla's power steering. Fewer than 100 complaints have been filed. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.